Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to excel in IELTS speaking, describing a cultural experience. Are you preparing for the IELTS speaking test and wondering how to tackle the topic, describe a time when you experienced a different culture? This comprehensive guide will provide you with valuable insights, sample answers, and expert tips to help you ace this part of the exam. Let's dive in and explore how to effectively communicate your cultural experiences in the IELTS speaking test. Understanding the topic. The topic, describe a time when you experienced a different culture, is a popular one in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to narrate personal experiences, express thoughts and feelings, and demonstrate cultural awareness. This topic has appeared frequently in past tests and is likely to remain relevant in future exams due to its universal nature and the increasing importance of cultural understanding in our globalized world. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask you some general questions related to culture and experiences. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you enjoy learning about different cultures? Band 6-7, answer, yes, I do. I find it interesting to learn about how people in other countries live and what traditions they have. It helps me understand the world better. Band 8-9, answer, absolutely. I'm fascinated by cultural diversity and always eager to broaden my horizons. Learning about different cultures not only enriches my worldview, but also helps me develop greater empathy and cultural sensitivity. It's a truly enlightening experience that I believe is essential in our interconnected world. Have you ever tried food from another culture? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I have. I've tried Italian pasta and Japanese sushi. They were quite different from my usual food, but I enjoyed them both. Band 8-9 answer. Indeed, I've had the pleasure of sampling cuisines from various cultures. One particularly memorable experience was trying authentic Thai street food during a trip to Bangkok. The explosion of flavors and the unique combination of sweet, sour, and spicy elements was a culinary revelation. It really opened my eyes to how food can be a window into a culture's history and values. Part 2, Long Turn, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you experienced a different culture. You should say when and where it happened, what you did, who you were with, how you felt about the experience, and explain why this experience was memorable for you. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to share an unforgettable experience I had when I immersed myself in Japanese culture during a semester abroad in Tokyo 2 years ago. I was fortunate enough to stay with a host family, which provided me with an authentic glimpse into daily Japanese life. One of the most striking aspects of my experience was participating in a traditional tea ceremony. My host mother, a tea ceremony master, graciously invited me to join her weekly practice sessions. The ceremony took place in a serene tatami room where every movement was deliberate and meaningful. I was captivated by the precision and grace with which my host mother prepared and served the matcha tea. Throughout the ceremony, I was acutely aware of the profound cultural significance of each gesture. From the way the tea bowl was turned before drinking to the appreciation of the seasonal decorations, every element reflected centuries of tradition. It was a stark contrast to the casual way I usually consumed beverages, and it made me reflect deeply on the cultural differences in how we approach even simple daily activities. What made this experience truly memorable was the sense of connection and understanding it fostered. Despite the language barrier, I felt a strong bond with my host family and the other participants. The ceremony transcended verbal communication, allowing me to appreciate the unspoken aspects of Japanese culture, the emphasis on harmony, respect, and mindfulness. This experience was eye-opening and transformative. It challenged my preconceptions about cultural practices and broadened my perspective on the diverse ways people around the world find meaning and beauty in everyday rituals. It left me with a profound appreciation for the depth and richness of Japanese culture, and a desire to explore and understand other cultures more deeply. Follow-up questions. How did this experience change your view of your own culture? Band 8-9, answer. This experience profoundly impacted my perspective on my own culture. It made me more introspective about the customs and traditions I had previously taken for granted. I began to critically examine the underlying values and historical context of my cultural practices, which led to a deeper appreciation of my own heritage. Moreover, it highlighted the importance of preserving cultural traditions in an increasingly globalized world, prompting me to actively engage with and celebrate my own cultural background more consciously. What challenges did you face in adapting to this different culture? Band 8-9, answer. Adapting to Japanese culture presented several significant challenges. The most prominent obstacle was the language barrier, which initially made communication quite daunting. Additionally, navigating the intricate social etiquette, such as the proper way to bow or exchange business cards, required constant mindfulness. The concept of saving face and indirect communication also took some time to understand and apply appropriately. However, these challenges ultimately proved to be invaluable learning experiences that enhanced my cultural intelligence and adaptability. Part 3. Two-way discussion. How do you think globalization has affected cultural diversity? Band 6-7, answer. I think globalization has both positive and negative effects on cultural diversity. It helps people learn about other cultures, but it might also make some cultures less unique as they adopt practices from other places. Band 8-9, answer. Globalization has had a profound and multifaceted impact on cultural diversity. On one hand, it has facilitated unprecedented cultural exchange, allowing people to experience and appreciate diverse traditions, cuisines, and art forms from around the world. This cross-pollination of ideas has led to exciting cultural fusions and innovations. However, there's also a valid concern about cultural homogenization. The dominance of Western popular culture, propagated through mass media and multinational corporations, has led to a degree of cultural erosion in some societies. Indigenous languages and traditional practices are sometimes overshadowed by more globally prevalent cultural elements. That being said, I believe globalization has also sparked a counter-movement of cultural preservation. Many communities are now more conscious of their unique heritage and are making concerted efforts to maintain and celebrate their traditions. This heightened awareness of cultural identity can actually strengthen cultural diversity in the face of globalizing forces. Ultimately, the key lies in striking a balance, embracing the benefits of global interconnectedness while actively preserving and promoting local cultures. This approach can lead to a rich, diverse global tapestry where cultures coexist, interact, and thrive. Q. In what ways can experiencing different cultures benefit individuals and society? Band 6-7. Answer. Experiencing different cultures can help people become more open-minded and understanding. It can also improve communication between people from different backgrounds, which is good for society as a whole. Band 8-9 answer. Experiencing different cultures offers myriad benefits for both individuals and society at large. On a personal level, it fosters cognitive flexibility and enhances problem-solving skills by exposing individuals to diverse perspectives and approaches. This exposure cultivates empathy and cultural intelligence, crucial skills in our increasingly interconnected world. For society, cultural exchange promotes social cohesion and reduces prejudice. When people interact with those from different backgrounds, it challenges stereotypes and preconceived notions, leading to more inclusive communities. This understanding is vital for effective global cooperation on issues like climate change, peacekeeping, and economic development. Moreover, cultural experiences drive innovation across various sectors. In business, diverse teams are known to be more creative and better at decision-making. In the arts, cultural fusion has led to groundbreaking new forms of expression. Even in science and technology, cross-cultural collaboration often leads to novel solutions and breakthroughs. Ultimately, embracing cultural diversity enriches our collective human experience. It allows us to appreciate the richness of human heritage while recognizing our shared humanity, fostering a more harmonious and dynamic global society. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Cultural immersion, hokkan, noun, the act of surrounding oneself in a different culture to learn about it. Example, my year abroad was a true cultural immersion that changed my perspective on life. Cross-cultural understanding, cross-stendi, noun, the ability to understand and appreciate different cultures. Example, studying abroad greatly enhanced my cross-cultural understanding. Cultural sensitivity, noun, awareness and respect for cultural differences. Example, in international business, cultural sensitivity is crucial for building strong relationships. Ethnocentrism, noun, the belief that one's own culture is superior to others. Example, overcoming ethnocentrism is essential for true cultural appreciation. Cultural relativism, noun, the idea that a person's beliefs and activities should be understood in terms of that person's own culture. Example, practicing cultural relativism helps us avoid judging other cultures by our own standards. Examiner's advice. To score high in the IELTS speaking test when discussing cultural experiences, use a wide range of vocabulary related to culture and personal experiences. Provide specific examples to illustrate your points. Structure your answers clearly using discourse markers to connect ideas. Show critical thinking by discussing both positive and negative aspects of cultural experiences. Practice describing cultural experiences regularly, focusing on expressing your thoughts and feelings clearly. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, coherence, and accuracy in your responses. For more IELTS speaking practice, check out our guides on describing a plant that grows in your country and describing a film character played by an actor or actress whom you admire. These topics will help you further develop your descriptive language skills and cultural awareness. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.